for Collins, it'll be the same five we've seen really since Jacob Feltner went out. And that will be Jalen Stone once again getting the start. Jalen in starting at center. He's averaging 1.5 points, 1.5 rebounds a game. Joining him up front, Dominic Turner. Dominic, the second leading scorer, only by a fraction. He comes in averaging 10.8 points and is the leading rebounder at 5.6 rebounds per game. Also up front, Trajan Stone, 5 points, 3.5 rebounds for Trajan. Saw him come a little bit more offensively aggressive in the district play. And in the backcourt will be Jackson Test. Jackson leading scorer for the Titans at 10.9 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, and joined by Grant Clarkson at 10.5 points and 2.8 rebounds for the Titans. So once again for the Collins in the backcourt, Test and Clarkson up front, Trajan Stone, Dominic Turner, and then Jalen Stone in the middle. For Simon Ginton, they will start Michael Sammons, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Also, Austin Freeze, 14.7 points, 8.5 rebounds, leading scorer and rebounder for the Pioneers. Zach Welch, 8.8 rebounds, 8.8 points, 5.5 rebounds for him. Also starting J.C. Hawkins, 5.7 points, 3.5 rebounds, and then Timmy Cottrell, 11.9 points, 2.4 rebounds. So once again, Sammons and Cottrell in the backcourt, Hawkins, Freeze, and Welch up front for the Pioneers. It will be Dominic Turner stepping in and jumping it up with Austin Freeze.
That guy kind of does look like Chris Welch.
Look at what?
The Welch kid does kind of does look like him.
Sure does. And the toss tip controlled in the backcourt by Welch. He'll hand back to Hawkins, and Hawkins will work it up here against Clarkson. Collins opens man-to-man, right side here to Cottrell. Out front, they'll swing the ball left side. Freeze open for three. Good. Clarkson quickly the other way, dribble handoff to Test, out front to Turner. Motion to the left side. Now Trajan Stone has it just left of the circle. Left wing to Clarkson. Got Stone underneath. Didn't give it to him. Get it out front to Turner. Now they feed it down to Jalen. Jalen, a pump fake and travel with it. Should have just powered his way to the basket. Had good position.
Jalen
tried to make an extra move and shovel the feet.
He's been, you know, getting started off pretty good in games. It's like he'll get in foul trouble, and Coach Gaither goes small. Once he goes small, he seems like he likes that lineup. So
Hawkins with it, still guarded by Clarkson. Down low here to Welch. He'll kick it out front to Cottrell. He'll drive, leave it back to Free. Into the corner to Salmon. Salmon's looking underneath, nothing there. He'll release it back to Cottrell, top of the circle. Left of the wing to Free. Gets a cutter and Salmon down on the baseline. Now he'll kick it out for a three in the corner. Good again. This one by Hawkins.
Really,
Simon again now up 6-0.
Really good defense up by Grant. Just a better shot.
Dribble handoff to Test to Turner straight away. Trajan Stone will come and get it. Throw it all the way over in the corner here to Clarkson. Grant's going to take a ball screen from Turner. Now back out of it. Gets it to Jalen Stone, top of the circle, left side to Test. Going to go away from the screen, drive baseline, kick it out to Clarkson. Grant drives in the lane, kicks it out, Test, open three, left wing. This one rims out, no good. Rebounded by three.
Good offense by Collins. Jackson just missed this ball in and out.
And Cottrell turns it over, got his hand under the ball, gets called for the carry. .6:16 to go here in the first quarter, just underway. Simon Kent leads it 6-0. Clarkson takes the ball screen, going to drive, uses athleticism off the board, no good, rebounded by Welch. Another good move, just couldn't get it to go. Hawkins comes up the left side, looking underneath, now he looks to drive. Get it away to Salmon, right back to Hawkins in the corner. He'll dribble it out toward the timeline, still guarded closely by Clarkson.
Good early crowd already over here.
Owen County showed up, thought they played at 6.
I guess they only took one bus or something. Right?
And Cottrell tries to split the double team, and he'll be called for the travel. And back-to-back turnovers here for the Pioneers.
That's OWN if you're listening at home.
The old school bus.
Rudy just scheduled him twice since he's been in the gym.
Stone hands back to Trajan Stone. Trajan gets it away to Test. Left side, open for three again. Missed it again. Backside rebound blocked out by Hawkins.
Tommy Kenton doing a really good job on the defensive board.
Now Hawkins the other way will step into a three. This one rims out, rebounded by Freeze. Freeze has it knocked away. He'll go and get it in the corner and throw it out front here to Hawkins. Gets it to Freeze, the top of the circle. He'll hand it back here to Hawkins. And in the corner, here's Sammons. He's open for three. Good. And right now, it's all Simon Kenton. They're 3 of 4 from the three-point line and lead 9-0. Turner looking to drive. Knocked away. Gets it away to Test. Back to Turner straight away. Dominic looking to drive. Cut off. Spins. Nice move. Left-handed. Wild shot. Not sure why he shot it left-handed. Missed everything. Rebounded by the Pioneers coming the other way.
Looks like the ball kind of slipped out of his hand, but, yeah, I'm not sure why he shot left-handed.
Wide open under the basket. Contra with it straight away. Collins now played 3.5 minutes. Yet to scratch here on the scoreboard. Down low to Freeze, guarded by Stone. He's double-teamed, kicks it out to Hawkins. They'll swing the ball left side. Contra wide open from three. Good! And this one's about ready to get out of control early. It's 12-0 midway through the first. And Collins going to take a timeout. You know, the thing we talked about has gotten a low-scoring game. You get down, being down 12 in a low-scoring game is like being down 35.
Oh, yeah, you're down.
Yeah.
Right now, you just got to play some defense. I mean, two of the threes are contested. Those two wide open. But as you mentioned, you know, the three-point blank shots, you know, one was a three, one Grant was another good look, and then Dominic had a great move, and just for some reason, I don't know if he's got discombobulated or what, but switched hands. But not the greatest start you want to get off to here. But still plenty of time. They can settle down here, score a couple of baskets, get some stops, get right back in.
Simon Kenton comes in only a 33% three-point shooting team, but they're on fire here early. Turner with it in front court, going to drive the right side of the lane, goes up off the board, missed an easy one. Rebounded by Welch. Up the left sideline to Contra, going to drive all the way to the basket. Stop, 15-foot jumper, partially blocked by Carson. Staying deep in the backcourt. Hawkins retrieves it. Goes under the basket to Welch, and he'll go up challenged by Clarkson, and Grant will foul Welch, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
It's one of these games where you want to do over. Can we just start
over? Yeah, we start over. Free throw by Welch. Good. A 55% shooter. Second free throw, also good. I just noticed I spoke. It's actually Kelch, not Welch.
So he's not Chris's son.
No, maybe it's Jim Kelch.
Jim Kelch.
14-0 is what I do know. Nick Porter just checked in. He traveled with him. So Collins now has played over half a quarter and is yet to score. And they trail it here 14-0.
I've seen us down 14-0 this year a couple times. Oh, a different sport, by the way.
Out front to Salmon. He's going to step in. 15-foot jumper. Rims out. No good. Rebound off Salmon. And right now, Simon Kenton is winning every battle, including the backboard and every other dimension you can think of. Chaz Kitchen is going to check in. He'll check in for Cottrell. Left side, Ford has it. Out front to Turner. Simon Kenton man-to-man here. Tess going to drive and be fouled on the drive. This will go on Hawkins. Tess swishes the shot after the whistle. He needs to save some of those for gameplay. Collins really struggling from the field. You have to draw or scratch here in the scoring column. Clarkson with it on the left base or left wing. Right side to Ford. Going to drive, go all the way to the basket. Off the board, good. Good drive by Nick Ford. And after nearly 5 minutes of gameplay, Collins on the board here. They still trail 14-2, and Turner's got the steal. Dominic going the other way. We'll lay it in. 14-4. Thrown away again. Turner has it. Dominic coming the other way. Kicks it left side. Test open for three. He hit, and he traveled. Took an extra hop before he could get the shot off.
He did.
Nick E's going to check in here with Trajan Stone, and Jacob Feltner also off the bench. He's going to check in for Jackson Test. This will be the first game Jacob's played in 3 or 4 weeks. as we mentioned, against Simon Kenton back in the Henry County Invitational. Big night, hit 26, career high for Jacob. Gets it to Freeze. He'll take it to the basket, jumps over Eads and lays it in. Clarkson. All the way to the basket, goes up and can't get it to go. We'll draw the foul, and Grant Clarkson will go to the line to shoot two.
I still think he's going to have a hard time keeping him out of the lane. He's really quick, good with the basketball. He's got a finish right there. Probably a good foul. Make him earn it at the line. Jacob looked pretty good, though. He went on that trap. Looked like he was moving around well.
Free throw by Grant. Good.
For Collins, you want to try to get this single figures going into the second quarter.
Grant comes in, a 59% free throw shooter. Trying to cut it back down to 10 here. Free throw up. This one no good off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Free. Kitchens has it. Gets it away to Freeze. As Collins trying to trap here in the half court. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter play. Kitchens will now come and get it. And throw it back cross court. Collins now settles back down into a 1-2-2. Dominic Turner on the front end of this pressure. Now Feltner coming out there trying to trap Kitchens. Gets in the middle. Cottrell, 15-foot jumper. Good. Just wide open. So Ford driving the other way. Stops. Off the board. Good. Another good drive.
Right now, Simon Kitten's on fire offensively.
And right now, getting a wide-open shot. They came out to trap and left Cottrell wide open just inside the free throw line.
Collins trying to pick up full court here, or a zone press anyway.
Hawkins gets it to Cottrell. They'll swing the ball back to Hawkins straight away. Over to Murray, who checked in. Back to Kitchen. Collins now move back man-to-man. Murray wide open. He'll step into three, knock it down. Just wide open. It's not a lick of defense being played right now by Collins.
I think you just have to go man-to-man and get after
it. I mean, it's a team that struggles to score. You've given up 21. You're getting ready to make it 23 in the corner as Murray steals it and lays it in the other way. 23-7, and Simon Kenton has dominated this game in every which way imaginable. Ford with it on the left wing. Going to drive baseline, goes up, fadeaway jumper on the baseline, no good. Battle for the rebound, saved in by Murray, right to Hawkins. 30 seconds to go in the quarter.
Not a very good shot right there. I know you hit two, but you don't want to fadeaway. The 10-foot fadeaway is not what you're looking for down here early in the game.
Hawkins guarded by Turner. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Still on the dribble with it. Now 10 seconds. Dribbles to the right wing. Going to give it up to Freed. Guarded by Ford. Now they'll switch off on Turner. Back out. Hawkins. Long three straight away. Off the back. No good. Rebounded by Kitchens. He's going to push off to get it. And with 0.2 seconds to go, that'll be the first foul on Kitchens. Collins is only 0.2. Not able to get a shot off here. The things couldn't have gotten off to a worse start. And that'll do it.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Serving the area for over 20 years, Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 502-633-0028. That's 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville provides quality used cars for your tax refund needs. 502-633-0028.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medication. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.